I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Jan Elliott has spent the past 20 years drawing the syndicated comic strip Stone Soup, the adventures of a rather messy and matriarchal family have run in hundreds of newspapers, generated 10 books, and helped earn Jan Elliott the Women Make a Difference Award at the International Women's Forum. But all things must end, and she's decided to cease drawing the daily strip, although continuing to draw the Sunday one. The last daily strips will run the week of October 12th, and Jan Elliott is here with me in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you, Jan.
It's really nice to be here. Thank you so much.
When did you realize it was time to let go?
About a year, maybe 2 years ago, I started feeling like the strip was getting a little bit tired. I was getting a little bit tired. I just sort of felt like I'd done it.
I think it's one of the harder jobs in the world to be funny on command. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I have a clock over my desk and there's a little line of type under it that says, I'm being funny as fast as I can.
Do you laugh at your own jokes or is that just...
If I can laugh at my own jokes, I know I've really hit on something because it takes a lot to make me laugh of my own stuff.
These characters are a deep part of your soul by this point, I imagine, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
What will you do if, as with many writers, those characters continue to live on inside you and do things you don't have room for on the funny pages?
Well, you know, it's very, very dangerous to talk about creative projects a person hopes to do until a person has done them. But, you know, I love to write, and I'm hoping I'll be able to do something else with my characters, especially with some stories for Alex. Alex and Grandma are probably my two favorite characters. Alex, very much me when I was a little girl, very much the tomboy, bug collector, you know, knee-deep in a creek most of the summer. Of course, Grandma is living the life I hope to live, which is, you know, seeing the world. And I have done everything Grandma is doing. I have not been to Nepal, which is where she is right now, but she is living the life I hope to lead.
Well, the web has interesting possibilities as well, including the possibility of never getting paid again. So,
well, now there's the truth. Well, speaking of the web, the strip is going to start over from the beginning at Go Comics. So anyone who wants to look at my really, really early creaky work and see the development of the strip and read those old stories can do so starting, I think it's October 19th, right after the dailies end. They'll pick up with the original stuff.
Do you have any particularly favorite memories or events that have happened in this long run?
Well, I think getting a phone call from Charles Schulz on a Monday morning asking me where I get my ideas was probably a highlight. And having him tell me a story about an idea he was working on and asking me if I thought it was funny. I mean, having Charles Schulz ask me if I think zippers on Bibles is a good topic for humor was quite amazing.
And what was your answer?
Well, what he was doing with it, the zipper being stuck on the Bible, was actually really funny. It was great. He was a real treat for me to get to know him. I've become good friends with Lynn Johnston, who does For Better For Worse, and she's been there with me from the beginning, kind of my mentor in a lot of ways. Other highlights, gosh, the State Department sent me to Algeria for a cartoon conference to be on a panel of women in cartooning. That was amazing, meeting women cartoonists from the continent of Africa and the Middle East. And then from there, they took me into Morocco. I spoke at art schools and met with different groups. That was quite a stunning trip. Of course, the Habitat trips have been wonderful. I've been to Thailand and Haiti.
In that context, did I not just see a picture of Rosalind Carter in a Stone Soup t-shirt?
Yes. Oprah did an interview with Jimmy Carter, an hour-long piece with him, and there's footage of them walking through the housing project in Haiti, and she's wearing the t-shirt I designed for the Women Build Haiti. Yes, it's very, very cool. It makes me very, very happy.
Is there anything else you want to say to your readers and listeners in this case about where you've been and where you're going?
I am so grateful for my wonderful readers, my wonderful audience, my readers here in Eugene. I mean, Eugene has been so supportive and just such a warm place for me to start from. And not every cartoonist gets the warmth and support of their home base. And I've had that from the beginning. It's really, really been special.
Well, thank you for 20 great years of cartooning and for being such a good friend to us here.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Jan Elliott, creator of the award-winning nationally syndicated cartoon Stone Soup, which will move to being a Sunday-only comic after the final daily panels run the week of October 12th. The 10th book collection of Stone Soup cartoons, called It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time, was issued last year by Four Panel Press. More information on Stone Soup and on Jan's decision to somewhat retire at stonesoupcartoons.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.